Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how to get right with God. I'm going to show you this from Joel chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, where we read this. Gird yourselves and lament, you priests. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, you who minister to my God. For the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. Most of the prophets warned that judgment was coming, and they invited God's people to be spared by turning to the Lord. The book of Joel is a little bit different. He simply observed the judgment that was here and told them what to do about it. These were the days of the divided kingdom, and the prophet Joel spoke to the southern kingdom of Judah. He really made no reference to the northern kingdom of Israel. It's hard to pin down the exact time because he doesn't mention any other kings or prophets. Many scholars date the book of Joel to something like 835 BC. But it was a time of turmoil and transition in Judah. At the end of the reign of the queen mother Athaliah and the beginning of the reign of King Joash, Athaliah seized power at the sudden death in battle of her son Ahaziah, and she only reigned 1 year. That's in 2 Kings chapter 8 and in 2 Kings chapter 11. Athaliah killed all her son's heirs except for one who was hidden in the temple and escaped, one-year-old Joash. Her six-year reign of terror ended in 835 BC when the high priest Jehoiada overthrew Athaliah and set the seven-year-old Joash on the throne. During her 6 years as queen over Judah, Athaliah reigned wickedly. She was the granddaughter of the wicked king Omri of Israel, making her the daughter or niece to Ahab, one of Israel's worst kings. Athaliah raised her son Ahaziah to reign in the wicked pattern of Ahab and even brought in Ahab's counselors to advise him. When Ahaziah was killed in battle and she seized power, she set her other sons to evil, even desecrating the temple and its sacred things. That's described in 2 Chronicles chapter 24. Now, if we are accurate in thinking that Joel prophesied in 835 BC, then the judgment he described came towards the end of the six-year reign of ungodliness under Queen Athaliah. No wonder God brought a heavy hand on Judah. Now, notice what Joel told the people of God to do. First, they were told to gird yourselves and lament, you priests. Joel called the religious leaders to lead the nation in repentance. He told the priests, gird yourselves for repentance. And the idea was that they should prepare to do the work of repentance. Then Joel went on to tell them how to do the work of repentance. First, consecrate a fast. Make getting right with God so important that even eating isn't as important as getting right with God. Second, call a sacred assembly. Call for God's people to come together and repent. Third, gather the elders. The leaders of the people should make a special point to be part of this work of repentance. Fourth, go into the house of the Lord your God. Come to the place you should meet together with God. And then number five, and cry out to the Lord. Finally, simply cry out to God and trust that he will respond in mercy. You see, in the time of drought that was afflicting all of Judah, all they could do was cry out to God. They were powerless to fix the problem. God sent them to a place where only heaven could help them, so that they would look to no other place. In Luke chapter 13, Jesus was confronted with the problem of a disaster that killed 18 people. Instead of acting as if it were just an accident of blind fate, Jesus used it as a wake-up call for repentance. Jesus showed that why did this disaster happen to them is really not the most important question. The better question, the more important question is this: am I ready to face such a disaster in this fallen world? So, dear friend, ask yourself today, are you ready? Have you answered God's invitation to repentance? Make yourself ready for both now and eternity by living in an ongoing state of repentance before God.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.